Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, and to welcome to the programme four exciting, dynamic personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Sheila Hancock, and seated on my left, Tony Hawkes and Phil Wang. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me with the score. She'll run the stopwatch for me and blow the whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, or repetition, or deviation. And we begin the show this week with Paul, and the subject is Practice Makes Perfect. Can you tell us something on that subject in this game, starting now?
I'm not sure I entirely agree with the phrase that practice makes perfect. Certainly practice makes better, but perfection is something that's very hard to achieve. If you look, for example, at the game of Just a Minute, you can say that if somebody speaks for the full 60 seconds, that is in some ways perfect. But I don't know that it is, because it depends on the content and how regular the other players are. I don't mean by how often... No, Dutch, I can't say that.
Tony, you spotted it.
Slight hesitation.
Yes, self-censorship.
And also repetition of how. So, yes. Tony, a correct challenge. You get a point for that. And you take over the subject. And there are 36 seconds available. Practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect and usually involves lots of repetitions in order to reach that state. And we're not allowed to do that, of course, on this programme, which is why we're all so rubbish at it. Although maybe not. Maybe... Oh.
Maybe yes.
So what's your challenge?
Repetition of maybe.
Yes, right. 20 seconds are still available, Paul. You have a point. You have practice makes perfect the subject, starting now.
In some professions, perfect is something you have to aim for. If you look at a tightrope walker crossing above the circus ring from A to B, he has to be or she...
Tony challenged.
Hello, you're trying to make one up.
No, I was going to do B, actually, but A to B and B, but the different, it was a different meaning of B the second time, so it was...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No. I realised I'd made an incorrect challenge.
An incorrect challenge.
I thought as well, because he corrected it, but I was going to say sexist, because he said he.
Yeah, but
then he corrected it himself.
Totally.
But I got it in before you corrected it.
Yeah.
If my buzz had gone through.
Yes, but it didn't, so...
It was cancelled.
What can we do?
So, Sheena, I'm sorry you didn't get in there, but Paul, an incorrect challenge. Another point to you. 9 seconds are still available. Practice makes perfect.
As Jack Nicklaus lined up the putt on the final green, the 18th, he rehearsed in his mind everything that he had practiced before. He said to him...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Paul Merton, and you won't be surprised to know that he's in the lead at the end of that round. Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round? I don't know whether this is some area in which you're involved, but we've got mountain climbing starting now.
Well, as it happens, this is something I know a great deal about, because a few years ago, I did a film about a woman who climbed a mountain, this one being Swilven in the north of Scotland, a beautiful place. And I decided that I was going to get into training, and I did 3 months in the gym. I did lots of walking, lots of jumping up and down, lots of...
And Paul got in first.
Yes, it was a lot of lots of.
Lots of. 30 seconds are still available, Paul. You've got another point there. And it's mountain climbing starting now.
Mount Everest this year has seen a huge number of fatalities. It's become unbelievably busy at the top of that particular mountain. People are queuing up all the way back to base camp to experience the thrill of a lifetime, to say that they are better at climbing this mountain than other people before them. But...
Phil challenge.
I think a repetition of people.
Yes.
Yes, indeed, there was, Phil. Well, listen. You've come in for the first time, you've got a point, and you have the subject, mountain climbing. 20 seconds are available, starting now.
Mountain climbing is something that I have done once in my native Malaysia. I climbed Mount Kinabalu. It was very high, and it took me a long time. It was difficult and exhausting and a wonderful experience, but I will never do it again. I find...
Oh, Paul Challenge.
Well, it was a bit of a pause.
It was.
Wow.
You have to keep going.
Now, you wouldn't want me to patronise Phil by not challenging, would you?
Can we be generous, Paul?
Absolutely.
Strong lead, right. But give him a point for a correct challenge to Paul, but leave it with Phil. Give him a point now because he was interrupted.
All right.
And you've got 4 seconds to go. Do keep going, irrespective, Phil.
Irrespective of my ability to.
No, you can take that into account on the way.
Okay.
Mountain climbing starting now.
Mountain climbing makes for very strong legs, especially if you do it often.
Phil Wang was then speaking with the whistle wind, gained that extra point, and he's in second place now behind Paul Merton. And Phil, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, fantastic.
And, no, it isn't. It's just the order of things.
How to make life magical.
Phil, the subject, a lovely one that we've got here. Bath. Tell us something about Bath in this game, starting now.
Bath is a means of cleansing yourself, as well as a city in the West Country. This is an honour held only by Bath, also shower in Somerset, and fire hose Devon.
Sheena Challenge.
Oh, it's a bit of a hesitation, but again, let it go.
Oh. I think I might walk this.
We can't have challenges and letting them go all the time. But
I just instinctively did it, and then it was unkind, so I withdraw it.
Oh. Well, if you want to withdraw...
If it had been Tony, I would insist on it going through.
And there are 40 seconds still for you, Phil, on Bath, starting now.
Bath was founded by the Romans, who created the Roman Empire.
Oh, I'm wrong again. Another point for Phil. It's good. I thought it was Roman, but it was Romans and Roman.
Yes, I set a trap for you there, Tony.
You did. Which is rather cheeky of you as a first time.
Thank you.
Well done. You've learned quickly.
Incorrect challenge, actually, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have another point.
Another point.
And you have 44 seconds available. A Bath, starting now.
I grew up in Bath for 2 years, which is to say I didn't so much grow up in Bath.
Ah, Tony Challenge.
Repetition of grow up.
It was grew and then grow.
Repetition of up.
Thank you.
I think you have been rehearsing this at home.
I set a trap for you there, Tony.
I'm delighted to be giving you the points.
Another point to Phil Wang, our first-time player. And the 38 seconds still available for you, Phil, on Bath, starting now.
In Bath is the Royal Circus, which is not so much a circus that...
Sheila.
Repeat of circus.
Yeah, we can't
let
that one
circused
go.
The first time.
We're not going to anymore.
You play the game now. We're not going to help you.
No.
Yeah.
Sheila, correct challenge. A point to you. 33 seconds available. Bath, starting now.
I'm going to make a terrible confession. I don't like Jane Austen because I adore the Brontes. Therefore, when I go to Bath, I think this is where she set all her boring plays and books about people getting married and...
Paul Challenge.
Did Jane Austen write plays? I don't think she did.
No, well, they were adapted into plays.
Yes.
Yeah, but she didn't say that.
She didn't write them.
No, she didn't write them.
She wrote plays.
She maybe did. They probably did it in, you know, sort of...
I think as far as we know, she didn't, so... I have
it's
to give the benefit
of
the doubt.
They did. Amateur dramatics, they did all the time in Bath.
But she didn't write any plays, though?
No.
Paul, you have the subject, and you have 19 seconds. Bath, starting now.
As I crawled into the bath, I realised that the English Channel was an extremely wide body of water, but my charitable attempts to cross it in a bath were not to be thwarted. My main navigator was Nicholas Parsons. He was wearing a striped blazer, a French beret. He was ready for the crossing. I knew I could trust him.
So, Paul Merton, speaking as the whistle wind, gained that extra point. And he's increased his lead. He's 2 ahead of Phil Wang, and more than that ahead of Sheila and Tony. And Tony Hawkes, we're with you to begin. The subject, my record collection. 60 seconds if you want it, starting now.
I have started to collect one record after another. My proudest one of these recently, this is true, I was admitted to the Guinness Book of Records for furthest distance covered hitching with a fridge. That is quite magnificent, I believe. The only thing I've done as close to being as impressive as that is nearly talking for a minute on this show 20 years ago. And I sense it's going to happen now. I can feel it in the room. I, like a lot of people, regret getting rid of my vinyl record collection. I used to have it.
Oh, sorry.
Sheila Challenge.
I thought it was a hesitation, yeah, but it kind of went on.
I think
was
it was a hesitation.
I don't think it was.
No.
And neither does Sheila anymore.
But you did a magnificent gesture there, and gestures don't come over very well on radio, and so that meant you didn't speak while you were doing it. I should explain to our listeners that Tony Hawk, as he disagreed with me, has put his index finger up a straight line at me.
I can double that.
Two is even worse. The respect they have for their chairman is unbelievable.
It is.
Right. So, Sheila, you had a correct challenge. My record collection, 22 seconds starting now.
I do, in fact, have a lot of vinyl records, partly because my husband used to collect jazz, and I have an original White Beatles, which is valuable nowadays. Lots of lovely memories in those beautiful envelopes that you get out and read the directions. And like...
Tony Challenge.
Slightly picky here, but they're not envelopes.
Well,
they're sleeves.
They are sleeves. Kind of like envelopes.
Well, they're like an envelope. I think she was...
They envelop the record.
Yes, they do, yeah.
Oh.
But they're not envelopes.
They are to me.
I think we can say that they are a type of envelope. Okay. Sheila, benefit of the doubt, you keep the subject, you get a point for an incorrect challenge, and there are 3 seconds available. My record collection starting now.
Several of them I appear on because I did some musicals.
Right. So Sheena Hancock, with points in that round, has moved forward. She's 1 point behind Phil Wang and 3 points behind Paul Mert, who's in the lead, and then Tony trailing but contributing. and being rude to the chairman as well, for which he gets no point. Paul Merton, we're back with you to begin. The subject... train stations. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
My favourite kind of train station, I think of rather romantically, is the train station that's in the middle of nowhere, a single track countryside either side of that particular rail that I was talking about. And often the train may not come for several hours. You check the timetable, you see there's one due at 10:25, but it's only 8:30 now. And then when it comes to the time, you see the train...
Tony Challenge.
I think I might have done... I'm not having a good day today. Because he said time twice, but once was timetable and the second was time. So I think that's wrong again, isn't it?
Talked about timetable and time.
I'm having a hell of an evening, Liz.
You'll get the hang of it.
I do think he repeated...
I see you fell from my trap.
incorrect challenge, Paul. 37 seconds still available. Train stations starting now.
There was one train station right up in the north of Scotland that I visited for a Channel 4 documentary that I was making 2 or 3 years ago. Very remote, hostile landscape. You wouldn't think that a train would be appearing on that particular location and suddenly you hear a whistle in the distance. Then it starts to get nearer and closer and you think to yourself, ah, there it is, the diesel train is coming towards me now. It will stop at this station. It will take me on to further destinations. Great joys will I end up seeing the pyramids of Cheops. No, more likely.
Sheila, it's your turn to begin, and the subject now, a lovely one, the 60s. It was something you know about. Tell us something about it in this game, starting now.
60s I lived through, but it kind of passed me by. I remember a story which I think I've told on Just a Minute before, but I'm so old, I've been here for 50 years. But it was about Kenneth Williams and I being in a review, and I used to take him home to his flat in Paddington on my Lambretta, and we drove round. There was a big article in an American magazine saying that swinging London in the 60s was where it was happening, and we drove around Piccadilly Circus, and as we did, Kenneth shouted out, "Where are all these orgies? Why haven't we been asked?" And it was true that the only people that came to those places...
Oh, Phil, you've challenged.
As much as I want to hear the rest of that story, I think there's a repetition of Kenneth.
Kenneth, probably.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yes.
Was there? That's
pretty, right? Yes.
Once I heard orgy, I thought about not buzzing. But, but I'm afraid them's the rules.
Yeah. Phil, you've got in with 21 seconds to go. You tell us something about the 60s starting now.
As the person here who is the youngest by quite some distance, I don't remember the 60s at all. I know that...
Paul challenge.
It's hesitation.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he said.
I said, ah.
He said, actually said,
No, I was reminiscing. Ah.
But you're not allowed to.
All right. You can't reminisce about something you've just said didn't happen to you.
But you can hesitate.
I'll give you a bonus point for your response there.
Okay.
Your R. But Paul.
What? You give him a bonus point?
When he got out of the situation.
Stop being kind to him. He's very wily.
And he's the first time on the show. But Paul, you're correct. He did And there's 14 seconds available for you on the 60s, starting now.
The 60s was an extraordinary decade. I once said to Willie Rushton, were the 60s particularly fantastic? He said, yes, but the 50s were so awful.
Tony Challenge.
Two saids.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, oh. Listen to
I said to Willie Rushton, he said, I finally going got
to
one.
That? Come on!
Tony, you've got him with 6 seconds to go. And it's a subject of the 60s, starting now.
The Beatles, Rolling Stones, what magnificent hippie years were there, flower...
Paul Challenge.
Well, all the 60s weren't hippie years, of course, because they was only in the sort of 67 Woodstock, 68, 69, so you couldn't say the 60s were hippie years. Unless, of course, you read different history books to me.
Paul, I think you could say they were a bit hippie.
Yeah, they were a bit.
I was around at the time.
I know you were, yeah.
They were more hippie in the 50s, but they were still beginning to be hippie then.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think you were ever a hippie, were you, Nick?
No, I was never a hippie, no.
A roundhead, yes, but not a hippie.
I tried to measure up to your cavalier attitude.
Indeed.
Give Nicholas Parsons a bonus
Give
point.
Him point.
Yeah. Tony, there's still 1 second on the 60s starting now.
Shortly!
So Tony was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. It's all very close. He and Sheila are equal in third place, just behind Phil Wang. But Phil Wang is 2 or 3 points behind Paul Merton, who is our leader. But Phil, we're back with you to begin. A lovely subject now, clowns. Tell us something about those eccentric characters starting now.
Clowns are an interesting subject in that they are not at all. I find that they are not entertaining nor fascinating and wonder how they have made it this long still with a job. Why do they wear all that makeup? What are they hiding? Who are they? Are they on the lam? Did they rob somewhere? Are they all criminals? Who knows what circuses are covering up? Which despicable members of this society are hiding in plain sight? I was reminiscing. Yeah.
But not very coherently. Tony, you challenged us.
That was a hesitation.
Yes, indeed. So you got clowns as a subject? 33 seconds available, starting now.
I think clown schools have an unfair advantage because they don't have to do the national curriculum. Maths and physics doesn't happen there at all. Just putting on those long shoes that fold up usually at the other end. Little red noses, this kind of stuff. How I long for a place where you study that kind of thing instead of the kind of stuff...
Phil challenge.
Little hesitation there.
No hesitation at all.
What?
Just stupidity.
What would you call that?
Call it keeping going with a bit of rubbish.
All right. Well, I rescind my challenge and I am humbled.
No, don't be humble.
Okay, I'll never be.
You were playing the game very well. It's your first time. Yeah. Good to have a go, but it was an incorrect challenge. Tony gets a point. 7 seconds still available. Clowns are starting now.
The Tory party contenders for the lead might be considered to be...
So Tony Hawkes was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, has moved forward. He's equal with Phil Wang. They're both just ahead of Sheila Hancock, and they're all trailing Paul Merton. But Tony, it's your turn to begin, and the subject, another lovely one, honey. Tell us something about honey, something I adore. Honey, 60 seconds starting now.
Do you have somebody to help you screw the lid off?
Why do you laugh at his rudiries? I laugh at them as well because they're funny. All right. Honey is the subject, Tony. 60 seconds starting now.
Honey is something Nicholas absolutely adores. I was very fond of the hit by ABBA in 1974, I think it was, Honey, Honey.
I can give... I fell for it. But actually, no, they didn't have a hit with Honey, Honey. It was Money, Money, wasn't it? No,
that was Money, Money, Money. That's three repetitions.
Did they have a hit with Honey, Honey?
I'll sing it for you if I get the subject back.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, you can repeat the subject on the card.
Yeah.
And so, incorrect honey? Challenge, Paul. A point to Tony. Honey, and 46 seconds available, starting now.
Honey, honey, how you thrill me. Aha, honey, honey. Honey, honey, nearly kill me. Oh, ho.
Paul, challenge.
Did you say this was a hit?
Well, when ABBA did it, it was a bit better than when I did it, to be fair. But I wanted to prove that it was a song. Yeah. And the audience loved it.
Yeah.
Paul, I have to take the audience's endorsement.
Yes, exactly.
They didn't love it, but they approved of it, right? 38 seconds still with you, Tony. Honey, starting now.
Bobby Goldsborough had a hit with a song called Honey also, which I will regale to you in my wonderful mellifluous, which is useful for that subject we're talking about now, because it comes from Honey. Mel, I can't say it again, so I won't, but Mel was the singer who...
Paul Janus.
Well, sadly, repetition of Mel.
Mel, yes.
Tried to avoid mellifluous.
Yeah.
Mellifluous of Mel. So Honey's with you, Paul. There are 20 seconds still available, starting now.
As I squeezed the bee into my egg cup, I could see that my supply of honey was getting higher and further closer to the edge. I took the wasp that had then come in with the previous insect and I said to it, do you be able to provide... Well, do you be able? I suddenly become Cornish. Do you be able?
Sheila, what was your challenge?
It's talking rubbish. It's deviation. Deviation.
So deviation from honey. So a correct challenge, Sheila. And there are 5 seconds available. Honey, starting now.
Honey, honey, kiss me was a song that Shirley Bassey sang, which I think is probably...
So Sheila Hancock, speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. Let's move forward. Shall we go into the final round? Paul Merton is in the lead. He's 2 ahead of Tony Hawkes, and he's 3 or 4 ahead of Phil Wang, and the same with Sheila Hancock. So it's still anybody's game if you're interested in the points. And Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject, avocados. You either love them or, like me, don't love them.
Oh.
And that's 60 seconds, and you start now.
Oh, I remember that Second World War song. Avocados, avocados, avocados.
Tony Challenge.
What Second World War song?
That one. That was the B-side to Honey, Honey.
Deviation, Nicholas, he's making...
You remember that song during the war, Nicholas? Avocados. No. Used to sing it. What do you mean, no?
There's no such song. I was around during the Second World War and no one was singing avocados.
Well, you said you didn't like them, so why would you be singing about them?
I wasn't singing about them, you were.
I was.
Yeah, out of tune as well.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise this was an audition.
Correct challenge.
Yeah.
Tony, avocados is with you. 54 seconds available, starting now.
I lost my hammer, but I was able to use my Waitrose Ripen at Home avocado to put the nail into the wall. And it was very successful, I don't mind telling you. I was told recently that avocados have the right kind of fat in them, which is a new thing for me because I didn't know about that, but they're good for...
Oh, no, sorry.
Why?
I thought he'd repeated himself, but he hadn't.
He hasn't. So it was an interruption. He gets a point for that. Keeps the subject. 27 seconds available, Tony. Avocados are starting now.
Slice them down the middle, open them up, pop out the pip that's there waiting for you, and then put it in a salad with dressing. What a wonderful way to spend a fortnight of your life. Which I...
Sheena Hancock-Chan.
Have you not peeled it before you put it in a salad? You've popped the pip, which I question whether it's a pip. It's more of a stone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you... and you cut it in half...
Or an envelope.
But, you know...
Now, Sheila, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, golly.
See, that was a very good interpretation there. And you've still got 12 seconds on avocados, if you want it, starting now.
Well, as a vegan, avocados are a very important part of my diet. I have them crushed on non-gluten bread. It is not going to sound very appetising, and I don't think I'm going to...
So, Sheila Hancock... Talking on avocados brought that show to the end. I'll give you the final score. Phil Wang, who's never played it before, he finished in a very strong fourth place. You know, he was a very good one. For a first-timer, he contributed very well, and he was only 1 point behind Sheena Hancock, and she was 3 points behind Paul Merton and Tony Hawkes, who were equal in the lead. So we say they are our joint winners this week. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll tune in again when we take to the air and play this ridiculous, delightful game. It only remains for you to thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score. She's blown her whistle so well when the 60 seconds have elapsed. We're indebted to our producer, Alex Smith, and to this lovely audience here in the radio theatre. So from the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, tune in again the next time we play Just a Minute!